Hello, it's the 31st of May. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Tom Wootton, Bedford's Borough new Conservative Mayor, has called East West Rail's recent track decision appalling. The East West Rail Link will use a six-track option to connect Oxford to Cambridge through Bedford, requiring the demolition of 65 homes. Mr. Wootton said, "I'll be working tirelessly to urge EWR to reconsider their decision and take into account the people that they are affecting." He was joined with his condemnation by the Labour MP for Kempston and Bedford, Mohammed Yazin, who said, "Whilst I support East West Rail in principle, I would oppose the route that includes the demolition of homes." He added, "It's important that we are all united in getting the best possible outcome for Bedford." Shakespeare Road in Bedford will be closed to all traffic until the 2nd of June while a large hole in the road is repaired. An exception will only be made for emergency vehicles. Bedford Borough is asking all other motorists to seek alternative routes. A vehicle that had recently been rammed was clocked by regional police travelling on a highway in Luton at over 160 miles per hour. Ramping overwrites the manufacturer's specifications for the car, boosting performance by as much as 35%. Due to the extreme velocity recorded by the Bedfordshire, Cambridgeshire and Hertfordshire Road Policing Unit, the motorist will be forced to attend court. During Monday's packed celebrations of Luton Town Football Club's victory over Coventry City, Gary Stewart, the Hatters' CEO, reminded both fans and residents the impact of being in the Premier League will be massive to this town, a life-changing opportunity, but let's still be us. That's all I have for today, however I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.